to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah daf Yud Beis, and we're starting a little bit in with Halacha Test. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Batsi Biakam Moshe Hernes Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah continues with another Ein Bein Sfarim Tefillin Mezuzos. There's no difference between Sfarim and Tefillin Mezuzos. Sfarim is referring to Tanakh, Torah and Vimuksuvim. So there's a difference between these things. Ella Shas Sfarim Nichtam B'chol Lashon. Sfarim are allowed to be written in any language. They don't have to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, and they don't have to be written in special Ksav either. According to this, versus Tefillin Mezuzos and Nichtavis Al Ashuras, Tefillin Mezuzos have to be written in Ashuras. So Ashuras is actually referring to a specific type of ksav, not the language. Language is Lashon HaKodesh, but the ksav is ksav Ashuras, which is how our tefillin and mezuzahs are written. Actually, Torah is written in Ashuras as well, and we're going to see a great discussion about this in the Gemara. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Apis Sfarim Leitu Shechtu Alivanis." Even with Sfarim, with Tanakh, they're not allowed to be written in any language. They have to be written in Greek. So the Gemara tells us, "Ksivit says in the pasuk Vayikol Aretz Safa Echas Udvar Machadim." This is the beginning pasuk, the introductory one regarding Migdal Bavel, and it tells us that the entire land was Safa Echas, one language, and Udvar Machadim. What does that mean, Dvar Machadim? So Blaz Rabbi Yechanan, they argue, Chanam, one of them says, Shu Medabrim Shivim Lashayin, that everyone spoke in 70 different languages, but they all understood each other until after Migdal Bavel, when Hashem mixed them up. Whereas Bacharna Amar, the other one says, Shahayu Medabrim Belashayin Yechudai Shal Oilam, that they would speak in the Lashayin of Yechudai Shal Oilam, which is referring to Hashem, really. And what does that mean, the Lashayin of Yechudai Shal Oilam? Belashayin HaKodesh. That's what Dvar Machadim means, Yechudai Shal Oilam, that they spoke in Lashayin HaKodesh. Now Tony Barakabar teaches as follows. The Pasuk says, Yaftalakim Al Yefes, Vyishkan Ba'alei Shem. So we see that Yefes has to do with Shem. And we know that Yefes was one of the sons of Noach, and Shem was also one of the sons of Noach. So what does that mean? Yaftal kibul Yefes v'yishkan ba'alei Shem. This tells us Shu medabrim b'lashon shel Yefes ba'alei Shem. Then in the future, they can speak in the lashon of Yefes in the tense of Shem, namely that they're going to learn and also write in the lashon of Yefes in Greek, even though we're dealing with the oil, the tent of Shem, which is referring to the Batei Midrashim. So this is a source that Torah is allowed to be written in other languages. Now, once we're on the topic of Yefes, we bring up a number of different psukim, which tells us about different children of Yefes and other ones as well, and who they are nowadays. Now, nowadays means in times of the Gemara. So the pasuk says, "Bnei Yefes, Gaimer, Umagag, Umadai, V'yavin, V'tuval, Meshach, V'tiras." These were all the sons of Yefes. So who's Gaimer? That's Germania. According to the Gra, it's Germania, referring to Germany, not the current Germany, but the Germany of old. Magai, who is this? It's Gaisia. Madai, who is this? Kishmu is exactly as it sounds. We find Madai all throughout the Gemara. Yavon, what's this referring to? Asvos. Tuval is Vitanya, and Meshech is Musya, and Tiros. Rav Simon Amar, he says Paras, and Rabban Army, they say Tarka. The Pasuk also says, Ubnei Gaimer, who are the sons of Gaimer? Ashkenaz, Rifas, Vitoigarma. What are these three nations? Asya, Mahadoyas, Vigarmanikia. And then it says, Ubnei Yavon, Elisha, Vitarshish, Kitim, Vidoidonim. What are these nations nowadays? Alstarsom, Avia, and Vidardanaya. Then the Pasuk says, Veshar Vadi, what's this nation? Rodus. And then it says, Ves Samari, this is referring to Chamats. And Ves Achamasi, who is this? Chemas. And it says, Ad Lasha, Rabbi Lazar Omar, Ad Kalara, it's Amadil Kalara. Now going back to our original discussion, reviewed in Bar Shalom Omar, he says, Mikan Latargum, this Pasuk, we quoted before, Yaftal Kim Liefes, teaches us that we're allowed to translate the Torah, we're allowed to write it down in Targum in different Lashinas. Now once we're on the topic of different languages, Amar Bion Son de Bez Govrin, Arba Lashinas, Nam Shishtamish Ben Oilam. There are four different languages that are good to be used in the world. Ve'eluhain, these are them. La'az, which is referring to Greek. This is good. Lezemer, for songs. Raimi, the language of the Romans. What's this good for? Krav, for battle, for war. That the way that they used to shout and the things they would say are good for war. Sursi, this language is le'ilaya, for lamentation. And Ivri, which is referring to Lashon HaKodesh, le'dibur, that's a good one to speak in. Now, v'yasharim, some say, af Ashuri, even Ashuri, leksav, for writing. Now, we further explain what this Ashuri is. Ashuri, yesh leksav, ve'in the Ashuri people, in English often translated as the Assyrians, not the Syrians, but the Assyrians, as in Melech Ashur that we find throughout the Gemara. So the people of Ashur, they had a beautiful ksav, but they didn't have their own language. Now Ivri, Lashon HaKodesh, Yeshlei Lashon, it has a wonderful language, but Ve'in Lei Ksav, it doesn't have a particular way of writing it. And Bachru Lahem Ksav Ashuri V'Lashon Ivri, they, meaning the Yidden, chose for themselves the script called Ksav Ashuri, and Lashon Ivri, which is Lashon HaKodesh, and V'Lomenek Rishma Ashuri, why is it called Ashuri? Shehum Usher b'ksavai. It's most beautiful and graceful in its class of writing. You look in a Sefer Torah, you see exactly why. Now, Amar Blevi, he explains differently. Al shem sha'ala biyadam mei Ashur. That's because it came from Ashur, so it's called Ksav Ashuri. Now, we further discuss this. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Basi says, Roy haya Ezra, shitinasan Torah al yadai. Ezra ha-sofer, he was really fitting that the Torah could have been given through him. El shakal midar Moshe. It's just that the generation of Moshe happened to have preceded him, but theoretically, if Ezra lived in the times of Moshe, he could have been the one to give the Torah. Al-Mishalayin et Natar al yadai. Yadav, even though the Torah wasn't actually given to Am Yisrael through him, Afhu Nitin Ksav Lashon Al Yadai, the Ksav and the Lashon was given through him. What does that mean? So actually, according to this Ma'ada Amar, the Torah was originally given in something called Lashon Ra'atz, meaning it was given in Lashon HaKodesh, but the way that it was written down was in Lashon Ra'atz, which means broken Lashon, a broken type of script, and this is known as the ancient Hebrew script. If you look at any Israeli coin, that's actually ancient Hebrew script. That's his Lashon Ra'atz, and that's what the Torah used to be written down in, and it was only Ezra Seifer who came, and he was the one that, so to speak, changed it to Ashuris. This is through a Malach, who's a whole story, as we're going to see now. So we see that, in a way, he was also Zaycha to give Torah over to Klal Yisrael, because he changed it from Ra'atz to Ashuris. Now, where do we see this in the Pasuk? So it tells us, Uksav HaNishtavan Kasuv Aramis U'Meturgam Aramis, and the Lashon of Ksav HaNishtavan means Ksav, which is going to change. Now, what's this talking about? So we know of a famous story of the handwriting on the wall that happened in the times of Belshazzar. He made a party using a lot of kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. This is before Achashverosh's times, still in Galus Bavel. And in the middle of the party, a hand came out from nowhere. It was the hand of a Malach and wrote a message on the wall, which nobody was able to read. The only one who was able to read it was Daniel, and that Ksav was Ksav Ashuris. And that's what the pasuk we just read quoted, Ksav HaNishtavan Kasav Aramis Muturgam Aramis. That's what the pasuk that we just quoted is referring to. Yud Bezon Bezon Tab, we'll continue with this. The pasuk says, V'la Ka'alin Ksav L'Mikri. Nobody was able to understand it, to read it. They couldn't read the Ksav that was written on the wall. And what do we learn from here? Malamed Shabbat Bayom Nitain. It was on that day that this Ksav was given over. From that day that it was written on the wall, it was given over to the Yedin, and now they're able to use it. And furthermore, Rav Nosson says, Bera'atz Nit Natayr, that's proper Girsa, that the Torah was given as Lashon Ra'atz, and this broken script, and Ma'asik Rabbi Yosef is just a Rabbi Yosef, whose Shita we've been talking about up until now, who holds that the Torah was originally given in Ra'atz, and only in times of Ezra was changed to Ashuri. However, Rabbi says, Ashuris Nit Natayr, the Torah was actually given in Ashuris. However, when the Yidden sinned, Nepach Lehen L'Ra'atz, it got changed to Ra'atz. That's because they lost their understanding of Ashuris. They simply couldn't understand the letters, totally different letters. Therefore, they started writing it in Ra'atz because that's the only Lashon they understood, this ancient Hebrew script. However, Chzachu Me Ezra, when they were Zaychen, they did Shuv in the days of Ezra, Nepach Lehen Ashuris, it got turned back to Ashuris. And that's how we understand the Pasuk that says, Gam Hayoim Magin Mishneh Ashiv Lach. The Lashon of Magin Mishneh over here is understood to mean that which is Mishuneh, that which was different, meaning Ksav Ashuris was different. They didn't understand it. Ashiv Lach, I will return it to you. And then the Pasuk says, V'kasav Lo Yas Mishneh Torah HaZois Al Sefer, and he wrote for him this Mishneh Torah on a scroll. And how do we understand this Lashon of Mishneh Torah? So very similar to the previous Pasuk, Ksav Shehu Asu Yilishtanos, it's referring to Ksav, which will eventually change. And it seems to be going according to the original Shita of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nosson, that the Torah was originally given in this Lashon Ra'atz, and then it was changed to Ashuris. Now, Tanu V'Brayis, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Ayim, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Ben Parta, Sha'amar Mishom Rabbi Elazar Amidai, the Ksav Ashuri Nitna Torah, the Torah was actually given in Ksav Ashuri. Now, Mataima, what's the source for that? So the Pasuk says, Vave Amudim. Now, literally, this means the hooks of the pillars, and that's just a description of the Mishkan talking about different hooks that there were. But the relevance to our discussion is, Shu Vavim Shel Torah Doim La Amudim, that means that the way that the Vav was written in the Torah, that was similar to a pillar, and that's only in Ksav Ashuri, not in Ksav Ra'atz in the ancient Hebrew script. So therefore, it must be the Torah actually was originally given in Ksav Ashuri. Norma Blevi, he says, Manda Amar Biratz Nitna Torah, according to the one who holds that the Torah was actually given in Lashon Ra'atz, in the Ksav of Ra'atz in the ancient Hebrew script, so Ayin Masa Nisim, then that means that the Ayin of the Luchos was Masa Nisim. As we know, the Luchos was completely etched out, so letters were carved out of the Luchos through and through, so all other letters were able to be connected to the Luchos, because that's the way that they're written. However, the Ayin of Ksav Ra'atz of ancient Hebrew script looks like our Samach, which means the only way that you'd be able to see it is if it was floating in mid-air, so it has to be that on the Luchos, it was held up by a Nes, and Manda Amar Ashurin in a Torah, according to the Manda Amar, that the Torah was given in Ksav Ashuri, so Samach Masanisim, the Samach was a Nes, because the Samach of Ksav Ashuri is the same thing as Ayin in Ksav Ra'atz. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, B'shem Rechib Rava, Reb Simon, Trey and Amrin, both of them say, Torahs HaRishayinim, Loi Haya, Loi Hei Shalahem, V'loi Mem Shalahem, Sasum. In the original Torah, neither their Hei nor their Mem were closed. Our Hei is not closed. We have a leg on our Hei, which is floating. Their Hei was not like that. It kind of looked similar to a Ches, and their Mem as well, meaning their Mem Seifis wasn't closed. It was only later on that it was decided that a Mem Seifis is supposed to be closed. However, HaSamach, Sasum, the Samach was closed. It was a full circle. Now, going back to discuss other sheet in the Mishnah, Tanu Rishim Gamliel Eimer, he says, Afis Farim Leitu Shechdu El Yivanis. Even with Tanakh, they only permitted to be written in Yivanis, not in another language. Now, why is this? So, Batku, they checked. Umatsu, they found, Sheina Tarucha Eli Targim Kotzarcha El Yivanis. The Torah is not able to be translated proper except into Yivanis. There's so many words in the Torah that need very specific words to translate them, and the only language that does justice to it is Yavanis, so that's what we can only translate the Torah to Yavanis. Now, Burgani Echad, a person who lives in huts, Bidolahem Aramis mitach Yavanis, he translated the Torah into Aramaic from Yavanis, from Greek, whereas Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rabbi Chir Barba says that Tirgem Akilas Hager HaTorah Lefnei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua V'Kilsei Isai, that Akilas, who according to some is Unkelus Hager, he translated the Torah into Aramis in front of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, and they praised him, and they told him, Yaf Yafisa Mnei Adam, which literally means you are more beautiful than other people because of this great translation, which again, according to some Shitas, is known as Targum Unkelus. According to others, though, there was a totally different person named Akilas, and this is not Unkelus. Now, we continue discussing the Mishnah. We had said that the only difference between Sfarim and Tefillin and Mezuzos is the way that it's written. However, Yudhar Pazi Omar, he says, Rabbi Shimon Levi Shaul, he asks as follows, of Alamalina and Amrin, why don't we say that Yash Besfarim Hashem and Tefillin and Mezuzos, that there's another difference between Sfarim and Tefillin and Mezuzos. Shasfarim Mechtav Mishnei Dapin, Utfillin Mezuzos Einichtav Melb Daf Echad. Sfarim, all of Tyre and Vim and Ksuvim, could be written in multiple columns. Even when you have one topic, it doesn't have to be written on one column. You could write it across two columns if you want. Whereas Tefillin and Mezuzos, they have to be written on one column. A Mezuzah has to be one column, and even though we see that by Tefillin, it's multiple columns, that's because each topic has its own column, but it can't be split across multiple columns. That should be another difference the Mishnah mentions. And we don't answer this question, we ask even another level on it. Hasav Rav Yitzchak Breit Rav Chiya Kasaiva, Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Chiya, the Kasaiva, he was a cipher, he asked, De Rabba, even a greater question should have been mentioned. Shasfarim Echtam B'Shtei Ayrais, Utvelim Mezuzos and Echtavais El Ba'ar Echad. That Sfarim, Tanakh, is allowed to be written on multiple pieces of parchment, whereas Tefillin and Mezuzos are only allowed to be written on one piece of parchment. Why not mention that? So Amar Chavrai Kum Ramana, the colleagues, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, they said in front of Ramana that that's not a valid question because Ay Nemar Daf Echad B'Shnei Iris. Are you going to suggest that one column is going to be written across two pieces of parchment? In the first question, there's a clear differentiation made that Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written in one column. So now, if you want to make a suggestion that you can't write it on two pieces of parchment, well, it doesn't really make sense to write one column on two pieces of parchment. So it's pretty obvious, and therefore Lesi Deraba, this question from Yitzchak Breit Rav Chiya is actually not a greater question. And Amar Leini responded to them, you're right, Shekin Afilu Sfarim in Nechtavim Kein, even Sfarim aren't written like this. When we're writing one column in a Sefer Torah, we don't write it across two pieces of parchment. We might use two pieces of parchment, but we don't write one column on two different pieces of parchment. So you're right, that's not a good question. However, the original question still is valid, which again is why don't we say that we have a difference between Sfarim and Tefillin and Mezuzos is that Sfarim could be written in multiple columns, versus Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written in one column. We're going to stop it for the day, though, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.